Is there such a thing as being too grown for a crush? Because the other day, just the other day, I said, I have a crush on Didra. And I was like, 25, Guys, I'm never having a crush again. Because now I've realized it's too many new people in the field. Tell me why. I was scrolling on TikTok. I've been scrolling on TikTok and I've been seeing this specific guy. Did you come on TikTok in a setting you up? Ama, I don't know. Sometimes whenever you see someone, you probably don't even like their post, but you'll probably be like, oh, this person is fine, or da da da, or umseni mfani. So one in the left to kuleta kwa time na atakama uja like, siji kama TikTok inakusikianga, but that happens to me a lot. And then now it has me thinking about the person that I'm seeing a lot. Because thought process yangu. Because now I'm just seeing you a bit too much. So I saw this guy, and to me he was fine. To me he was checking the boxes of the type of guys I like. Because personally, the type of guys I like have been set. The people who set the pace or the type of guys are like are basically Chris Brown, Big Sean, and let's say Rich the Kid. So he's on the like Rich the Kid vibe. So I saw this guy on my timeline. He has dreads. He has like Roger Vanya sock on a sleeve tattoo, but now kwamguz. It's a knee high sock tattoos. Oh my god. And then it looks yani mwenye alifanya hiyo tattoo alifanya line work crazy. Inakatu vizuri. Basically anakatu vizuri. Anakatu poa. So I went to his timeline, and one thing about my TikTok profile views is on. So if you come on my timeline, I'll see you on my timeline. And if I go on your timeline, I'm sure if yours is on, you'll see me too. Because one thing about me, I'ma be nosy, and I'ma be nosy publicly. So I think he saw that I went to his timeline. So he came back to my timeline. At this point, it was a sequel online, but he came back to my timeline. And I think also why he noticed is because I remember I was leaving the house, and I was like, what's any favorite tiki to? Why am I the way I am? What's any favorite post yaki moja? So I can remember when I come back home, so when I come back later, I can remember and now stalk his page nicely, like when I'm, back in the house and just sitting down and just when I have nothing to do. So I think, I don't know, when you normally favorite someone's old post, it shows. I don't know about new posts, because sometimes I usually see people favoriting my old posts, but I never see notifications for my new posts. But then I'll still see that my new posts have been favorited. So I don't know how is the notifications that TikTok will work. But yeah, so I did that. So I don't know if he saw from that or he saw from profile views. I'm hoping you got profile views and I see favorite. I'm not sure you're doing any weird one on a favorite video, you know what I'm saying? Like, on dark vanini nayo. So what you do now, Wendy? So anyway, so later on when I come back home, like, that's the thing about me. When I'm not seeing something if it's not in front of me, I completely forget. Like, I'll forget until now, maybe I see it again. So maybe ningekumbuka umsee. Okay, but no, I've seen him a couple of times. So I have been like, yeah, you know. So I come back home and I get on my TikTok. I'm seeing message requests. Usually I just see message requests at TikTok because inakuanga wasio hiyo Kenya saidi ya Twitter wanakutumianga messages. I think wakikuona kwa comment section ya mse ama sijui. So usually I don't even bother with it, but I don't know, sijui nini ilinituma kuangalia. So when I looked at it, and then I also saw on my profile, like when you're seeing the profile views, I saw he came to my timeline. So at this point I'm like, oh my god, that was so easy. All I had to do was go in your timeline and Osha answer Kuni message. Men are too easy, man. Too easy. So before I respond, I'm like, let me go to his timeline and remember what he looks like again. Like, ndo nijue, nikuwe na image yake nikim message. You get, you know, I don't know. I'm the one who does that. Sometimes I like remembering how someone looks. So when I'm talking to you, I'm like, oh, this is who I'm talking to. So I went to his profile. Tell me what the first thing I see. His bio. 19. Ooh. I had to block that man so fast. Okay, so jump block, but like, of course, that's a easy response. Now, of course, I'm on a scene. It's been like 2 days now. I'm sure I'm on a scene. That just had to go like that. Bona mko so young, okunje. Like, I thought we were all the same age. I thought we were all peers. What do you mean you're 19? 19 in 2000 and? And it's crazy. 19 on its own is just crazy. It's just crazy. I also recently found out Jude Bellingham is 20. Mona Makai will for it. Okay. Watch out when you're turning now. Anyway, I let it go. I no longer have a crush. I was a little bit embarrassed. Guys. I was a lot bit embarrassed. But anyway. On to it. Let's just forget that happened. I would act like, you know, in a perfect world, if it was that easy. In a perfect world. Anyway, I'm sure kunata nadhani, oh, nimenyamaza, I don't post on Instagram anymore, making moves in silence, blah, blah, blah. At you know, Glow is probably nateseka, bro, I'm waiting for end month so bad. One thing about me, I'm quiet when I'm broke. I have nothing to say because broke people should never laugh. Broke people should never speak. Bro, mimi nitanyamaza. Hakuna kitu tunaongea about. Alafu utapata mtu anakudm na kukuambia, I just want to get to know you. Or, we should hang out sometime. Please, Wilberforce. What do you want to know about me? At this moment, in this economy, unataka kujua nini? Kwa sababu unanisumbua. Unanisumbua na utaki kunijua, unataka tu kunikula. Na ukinikula unipe mimba na tuko broke, tunafanya nini? What are we going to do? Tunafanya nini? Kwa sababu we, wachana na mimi, toka hapa. Kuna kitu kama you just want to get to know me. Brokenness can make you angry. Kwa sababu sometimes I'll see a message and I'm just like, sasa umse anasema nini. Then I'll have to check myself like, glowing you. like, relax. It's never that serious. Speaking of pregnancy, over the week, I went to some spot to eat. I'd gone like out to eat lunch and stuff like that. And the restaurant where I was, it's the size of Kilimani. You know those two restaurants in here? It's not really, really a restaurant. In Akatu, and I got like a small, chill, like compound place to kuna my tables and nakula nini. Anyway, that's where it was. So it's usually one of my favorite chill spots. It's very quiet, very nini. They just have Swahili food and stuff like that. So I really like to go there. So when I figured there, I think kulikuwa was saying, because it's close to some place where people usually go for like a pack and chill. So unajezo area tuza makilima. You know the Kilimani niggas I'm talking about. So they're sitting behind. There were like four guys sitting behind me, and I was sitting like next. Now, I don't mean to be nosy, but if you're at a restaurant and you're talking loud, I'm gonna listen, and I'm going to have my 2 cents. Mentally, they're gonna 2 cents. So these guys are having a conversation, and they were talking about, one of them was talking about how his girlfriend is pregnant, blah blah blah, nini nini, and the rest are like just giving him advice. They were just having a conversation about all of this. And at that point, when I had my girl, how my young Kilimani boys who car, like they have this specific look, and they always walk around drinking lean. I'm talking about that group of Kilimani niggas, those ones. I know you know what I mean. Unajua tu kitu namaanisha. So they're sitting and they're talking. So by the kwanza nikiingia, I think niliona moja na leave. So the reason why I even turned back again, now you know I had to turn back and confirm, because me nasikia pregnancy na unakunywa lean. Like 2024 people are still drinking lean. Oh my god, I want better for you guys. But so they're having a conversation about it, and now because I'm concerned, I turn back because I want to see like ani nani na wanasa, who pregnant with whose baby? In a way, boy. So now this is not to judge, and you know, no one ever says not to judge and doesn't judge right after. But I feel like there should be some sort of like inspection before people are allowed to have kids. And I don't know, that might just be me, but I strongly believe not everyone should be allowed to have kids. Not everyone should be allowed to have kids. And this is purely for the sake of the kid. I'm thinking about the kids. Because I remember, I did a question tag on my Instagram. And somebody asked me, like, when am I planning on having kids, blah, blah, blah. No, see, when you lose your soul, you as you, when am I planning on having kids and all that. And, you know, I really, really sat down and I really thought about it. Like, I know people always say that thing of, oh, you know, you can't plan. Like, these are things you can't plan, blah, 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 ni-ni-ni-ni. You're never ready for it. But I feel like there are just certain situations where you should. It's like now I am in no situation to have a kid. In none. Akuna. Ata tuanzane tu mentally. Om to hii phase ya takuwa therefore. Om to hii mentally. So tuanzi tu hapo. So, like I'm saying that based off purely of the sake of the kid, because I feel like there's people who will have kids because they think kids will fix their situation. Kuna tuanzani, kids will fix their situations like with their partners or I don't know, like kids will just magically make things better in their, I don't know. In that nini, because if it doesn't work out like that, now you're going to treat your kid like a disappointment, you know. Or those people who have kids because they think it'll fix them being lonely. Or please get a cat. Get a cat, get a dog, do not get a whole ass baby. After, actually, don't get a dog. Because pia watu wengine na getting a dog because wako lonely na how are you, she, how is pilikangi grooming, unazitesa tu, chihuahua inaka, eh. So yeah, so also, there are people who have kids as revenge to like people they've had sex with, people who they're sleeping with and stuff like that. So basically me, I just think, and some people just aren't fit, like, some people just aren't fit to have kids, and it's not fair to the kids. Like, genuinely, no kid deserves to have a parent who falls short. Me, I think that's what it might sound harsh, but you could have had some inspection done. You know how people normally say men should go to jail. Men should go to jail to like prove their way out to society. Now me, I feel like women, did you overreact to fallopian tubes? Zichukuliwe, love when you prove you're a fit mom in, you know, in a loving situation, or just great mentally to actually be able to take care. Like when ukwetu mtu akona akili, because also there are some women who would want to just have kids like on their own, like being single moms. It's okay. But at least not everyone is allowed to have. That's just my two cents. Anyway, the weekend is here. It's been such a long, bro. It's been a long week. Let me tell you. It's been the longest week of my life. It's been a good week. Actually, it's been a great week. I'm not going to downplay it. It's been a great week. I told you guys I had my interview thingy. I went for an interview on Thursday, which went very, very well. So that's been secured. I actually secured the job that my mom was helping me get. So yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So I get to go there to finish a few things off. It wasn't necessary. I don't even think I should say it was an interview. But yeah, so I'm going to finish a few things off on Monday and officially start in May. So baby steps, one of my top goals this year, like I said before on my podcast beginning of this year, was to start earning more. So this is like, this is a great step towards the direction that I always was looking at. So yeah, you know. But you know what I realized? I still have to work to survive. Ooh, when does it end? When, bro? When does it win? Like, anyway, I can't wait for the end of this month, bro. Your pay week in a need kufika. I've been having a bit too much fun, and every time I think of something or I feel like, hey, I'm a little bit stressed today, I keep on committing myself to buy myself stuff and spend money. And saizi nimeona penye niko at a financial state is not looking really great. Funds should never be this low. Hey. Ata nimeamua hii weekend wini very niko very antisocial this weekend. I want to just stay home. I'm an introvert this weekend. Nadhani niwe ni introvert kumbe ni pesa na fuel auna. Actually, Nikon, the reason why today I realized my funds, I went and worked full tank for my car and I just said, hey. But you know what? I'd rather my car have fuel. My fridge stocked up. Because at least the important things are catered for. The rest, never that dear, I guess, I hope. Anyway, and back to this bitch that had so much to say about me the other day. Molly was good. Let's talk about my celibacy. The episode. So on the previous episode, I told you guys I will explain to you basically why I got into celibacy, why I practice celibacy, why I'm thinking of going back to celibacy. And basically, ilikatuja. So let's get into it. Did you know celibacy, first of all, before Nianze, did you guys know celibacy, which I also just recently found out? I found out beginning of this year when I was jotting down the things that I want to do this year. So I found out that celibacy is not only abstaining from sexual relation, but marriage too. I'm going to explain why marriage as well. So what was I saying? Hey, gay. I swear to God, nimezone out. So basically, I have made the vow to remain abstinent. This is my second time now. The first time I was celibate for 2 years. And yeah, then that ended because, yeah, I was celibate for 2 years, got into a relationship, that ended. And right now, prior, I wouldn't say I was practicing. Well, yeah. So I got into celibacy because I wanted to teach myself sexual discipline for one, and not because I nilikuwa si gwana peana ikitu ni venye tu. I feel like when I was in a relationship, especially in my previous relationship, I feel like I had there was no self control from either one of us. Like, it was a situation where we really depended on it, because it was, you know that couple that you know that as I'm kidding us, people are like, oh, we go to the car, or we go to G where, oh, we go to the bathroom, like we're just doing it everywhere like bunnies. And the more I thought about it later on, I was like, yeah, maybe I did lack that car sexual discipline of I was really just wilding out. And another reason is I didn't want to ever get to a point where sex controls me. And honestly, in all honesty, there's a point where it kind of does start taking over, because you really find yourself thinking of it more than, you find yourself thinking about it for like an unhealthy amount. Because now, anytime like I wasn't with my partner at the time, I'd just be like, you know, when's the next time? Because I'm trying to go again. Like, naningepata any opportunity ningefanya. So, like, yeah, I felt like I needed to teach myself sexual discipline. And I also didn't want sex to be something that controlled me. I also wanted to focus focus my attention on areas in my life that matter. Not that it had become a thing that was disrupting that. It's just that I saw how easily it could. I would probably be gone like all weekend because I'm with my partner and stuff like that, and just not doing anything constructive other than. So yeah, it could really take up time and focus from a lot of things that actually matter in my life. So those were actually the three ninis for me that had me like, oh, okay, maybe I should consider it. Maybe I should read more and understand and see if I fall into any of these, if I fall onto like the bad ninis of this when I want to start practicing it. Yeah, let me say it like that. So also, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know I got into Buddhism a while ago. I got into Buddhism in like 2021. So there's a lesson you learn where it says suffering is caused by ignorant craving and because sexual relations encourage attachment to the world. Both functioned as obstacles to mental concentration. So Buddhism encourages non-attachment, even in things like romantic relationships. It says in order to follow the path of enlightenment, you need to do away with things in your life that cause you pain. Basically, most of the things that we attach ourselves to cause us pain, we attach ourselves to people, we attach ourselves to, like, that's why unafunzanga, basically Buddhism pia inafunzanga, like, non-attachment, detachment is very, very healthy. These are things that you need to have mastered in life because one must detach from the idea of like a perfect person, perfect partner, and instead accept a partner unconditionally. Like you need to know how to limit yourself when it comes to things. Don't let, when you're attached to something, this thing controls you. It controls your happiness, it controls your sadness, and you are the one who's supposed to be in control of your happiness and your sadness. So you have to practice non-attachment, but still learn how to have healthy relationships like in these situations. Like not see ati you're not allowed to have a partner or whatever, but you are supposed to be okay with like, oh, if this doesn't work out, if this works out of your life, if this dies or da da da, you are supposed to be okay with looking at it from a point where, oh, I enjoyed this experience, blah blah blah, and I'm still happy that you're happy you got to experience them, or you're happy you got to experience the situation, and learn how to move on. Like usikwena an unhealthy attachment to things, whereas like now when they're no longer in your life, when they're no longer serving purpose and whatever, it's like you're crumbling, your life is over and stuff like that. That is actually very unhealthy, not good for your mental and all that. And basically, so Buddhism in a funza to non-attachment. Like non-attachment is a healthy way of life. Also, one of the guidelines for an ethical life in Buddhism is to restrain from like sexual misconduct. There's a lot. There's sexual misconduct, there's intoxication, there's things like, oh, like your mother and stuff like that. So but the main things that I was looking at, of course, because you want to see so the two things that I really looked at and I wanted to get to do away with in my life, so I don't lack the mental concentration, was the sexual misconduct and intoxication. We're still out working on the intoxication. We're still working, but I do think that I've become better, because it's even gotten to a point where I would, like last weekend, I went to hang out with my friends and basically, wait, not last weekend. Other weekend, I was hanging out with my friends and I was like, as you literally said, oh, I don't want to drink, I'm just coming to see you guys, laugh for me, drive near the home, like, you know, that's it. And even the last weekend when I went out, I didn't even go out, we're like chilling at some house, some apartment, and yeah, I was like, you know, three shots in Don Julio, I was like, but yeah, so the more I got into Buddhism, on top of just reading and actually practicing, because around 2021 and 2022, I used to go to the temple as well. So when I started really practicing, I started feeling like I owed it to myself to fully go through and, you know, fully see this thing through. And it was really an eye-opener. For the most part, I started feeling a bit guilty, especially when I go to the temple. I feel a bit guilty because I'd be like, oh, I think like on as the amasji when like what busy na lewa na say, you know, it's a bit too crazy. And I was like, yeah, maybe I owe it to myself to actually be serious, because whenever you go to, it's like if you go to like a mosque or stuff like that, like I feel like Kwanzaa Muslims are the perfect example of situations. You know how the way they carry themselves, like the way they carry their culture, the way they respect their culture, the things that they do and stuff like that. So I started feeling like I'm being such an imposter going to the temple and acting like, oh, you know, I'm being serious about my spirituality and all that, when I'm still doing things on the side that I already know, I'm fully aware. So basically, I'm being ignorant because I'm aware, but I'm choosing to keep on doing it and blah, blah, blah. So then I'm feeling a little bit guilty, and I start feeling like, oh, I'm also lacking my own self-discipline, because I can tell myself not to do something and blah, blah, and then just slip up so easily. Like, mbona sina yo ka discipline ya kukuwa mtu strict na the things that I want to do and the things that I'm seeing are healthy for me and good for me. So yeah, so I felt like I owed it to myself to see it fully through, and I really had the eye opener as to how sex actually does hinder the mind. Like, the more you read on it, it does hinder the mind, it does cause a mental disruption. I do believe in the whole thing of sex being like energy exchange as well, because I've had, like, if you know, is this, I don't know if this has happened before. I don't know if people actually do pay attention to this. But if you do actually have, like, let's say you have intercourse with someone who, like, let's say, probably, like, in a depressive episode or whatever, that energy can shift to you. And after you have sex, not necessarily will you be depressed, but you do feel drained. It's like, umse ameku drain as well, like, as to where they are. So, yeah. And you know, all these things can be overlooked because of this 2-second joy that sex brings. But overall, especially when you don't have sexual discipline, when you're just, you know, when you're just out here, it really affects you on the negative side more than you'd think. But you can really overlook it because of, you know, we're not going to deny sex can be enjoyable. So yeah, there's people that practice celibacy for their own well-being, and there's those for like spiritual benefits. I feel like I ended up doing both, because like when I was learning about celibacy in my spiritual journey, that's actually when I started learning about celibacy. That's when I knew the word celibacy. It's just that you would have never thought any day, like younger me would have never looked at me now and been like, oh my God, I'm going to be celibate. I mean, younger me would have never looked at me and would have been like, oh my God, I'm going to be Buddhist. So yeah, you live, you learn, you see, you experience, you know, you learn probably, I'll probably be unlearning this maybe like years later. You never know but how it's going to go. But I don't think I'm going to unlearn Buddhism. But anyway, so now, as much as celibacy is beneficial for your mental, sex isn't necessarily a bad thing at the same time, because there are few cons that come to not having sex. Like, you know, the way you're told, sex does actually help with your anxiety. So if you are having sex less, like, you are more likely to be anxious. It's considered a healthy exercise, especially good for your heart. That's another thing. But now, I think for me, I prefer to be sexually disciplined. Like, I feel like celibacy doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, I'm never going to have sex, or oh, I hate sex, or oh, I'm judging people who are doing it. I feel like celibacy is just beneficial in a way that unajifunza sexual discipline, so that when you even do get back into having it, I feel like there's a way you can even train yourself to like have it in doses. It doesn't control you. It's not something that you think about all the time. It's not, it just doesn't run you. You get that, like, sex doesn't run you. You run sex. I think you need to wrap up. So dick don't run me, I run dick. And it's such a horrible verse now that I'm saying it out loud. But yeah. So for me, I think I prefer to be sexually disciplined, to where if I choose to have sex again, it would be with a partner. It would be with someone meaningful, see, keep it meaningless. And also to not let it be like the whole point of the relationship. Because like I said before, I do really feel like as much as I did have a great relationship, I do feel like at some point, the base of our relationship was genuinely sex, because anytime we would get each other, it would be that. So I feel like that really controlled it. I feel like sex can really take away meaningful connections and stuff like that. And you can think there's meaningful connections because maybe the sex is great. You guys are having a great time and stuff like that, and it's keeping you guys happy, because it's like a bad habit, you know. For every good, there's a bad. But yeah, so you might think it's a meaningful connection, but genuinely, it's really not. Your relationship can't be based off just sex. I'm not saying that our relationship was based off sex, but I do really feel like it was a big factor. It was a really big factor. Like, there could have been more meaningful connections to it than what was. Yeah. Sorry. So so what was I saying? Like, if I have sex again, yeah, I want it to be with a partner, and I want it to be meaningful. Also, not to let it be like the whole point of the relationship. Like, we can do more than that. So sex doesn't have to have that mental control on both of us. And I think celibacy teaches you how to limit yourself and just give yourself things in doses. And also, like I said, celibacy teaches you, as much as it also, there's also some kind of non-attachment that comes to practicing celibacy. Like, because now you're the one who's in control. Because most people do actually get the whole attachment thingy when they have sex. But now when you teach yourself sexual discipline, you teach yourself to control all that. So basically, you're the one in control, and you know how to tell yourself, okay, this and this and this and this, and know when to, like, cut it short so you're not over there getting or attached na vitu kama hizo. Unaanza kuwa disrupted, unaanza ku fuck up your mental, fuck up your focus, fuck up your whatever. So I also do believe the older you get, the more you see how pointless and consequential sex can be. That's also another thing. That's also another thing that made celibacy easy for me. Because, I mean, and then it just doesn't feel worth it. Like, the risk of pregnancy, the risk of STDs, like, there's so much into it. You're going to be sleeping with this person, even if it's like a casual thing, right? And you tell yourself, oh, you're going to be sleeping with this person, and you tell them to just be honest with you, basically, because both of you know, I'm not your partner, and you're not my partner. And you think that they're going to tell you the truth because you basically told them, all you have to do is just tell me the truth. Be honest about it. People will still lie. People will still lie even when you give them the chance to be honest about it. And that's risking you. That's really 100% risking you. So, like, you just don't want to do it. And, the older you get, you see how consequential sex can be. So at some point, it's like, yeah, I'm good. It's not like, you know, when we were younger and you were just reckless and you were just, no thoughts, no nini. At this point, you see it and you're like, oh, inaweza kuja kunibite in the ass. Just for 2 seconds, inaweza kuja kunibite in the ass. And celibacy also has you having more clarity about who you want sexually. You realize the more you, it's just the same way I was saying how, when you take a break from after dating, and you know, you take a break after dating and you get to like know yourself, get to love yourself fully, get to take care of yourself, and you see how it is. When you get back into like the dating field, you'll really see the things that you would never accept again. Like kuna vitu ulikuwa unaacha zislide before, but now the fact that you took time to yourself, you took time to take care of yourself, and you realized, oh, the way I've taken care of myself, somebody else should be taking care of me like this and more. So when you practice celibacy, you get to also see like, yeah, when you have that sexual discipline, it's like a lot of people, first of all, what you can do on a very dirty spirit, you definitely don't want them touching you, and you definitely do not want their wee wee in your wee wee. Wee wee? So you get it. There's this sort of clarity that comes, and you just realize that, and at that point, even getting turned on by people is going to be hard, because like first of all utaanza ta kuangalia tu venye mse anafikiria mentally, venye tu anajikari, venye tu ana uko like yeah. And that's the one thing, like having sexual discipline is such an eye-opener. You'll see all these fugazi things, you'll see how a lot of people are losers, you'll see how a lot of people do not deserve to have you like that. They do not deserve to have you like that, and it just makes it also easier. And I feel like that's also why you even have an easier time with celibacy. Because then when you start seeing, oh, not many people are supposed to have you like that, it becomes easier. And now it's just something that now you're just doing. At a company, you know, subconsciously, you're just doing it because, like, you already got used to it. So, Buddhism states celibacy is the greatest for one's progress in the Noble Eightfold Path. So the Noble Eightfold Path, if you guys have seen the tattoo on my shoulder, I have the I think most people would know it as a Dharma wheel. It's a Dharma wheel or an Eightfold Path, that's what it's called. So in Honga, like unajua Christianity ikona cross, Christianity the sign is a cross, for Buddhism the Dharma wheel is a sign. So yeah, so the wheel from the middle goes right view, right aspiration, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. Those are the eight paths. So these paths are like the ancient paths to the ancient road traveled by the rightly self-awakened. So yeah, so guess ni mwambia kitu tati yangu moja ina mean. So yeah, I guess I gave you guys a little insight as to why I practice celibacy. I basically just do, honestly, anything that you ever see me do, anything that I ever share on here, it is always about me taking care of myself. And I feel like me sharing it with people and someone else probably learning it, someone else probably feeling like, oh, they wanted to do this, but they don't know where to start. I feel like it's not easy. Is it not easy? Especially me personally, I was in a relationship for a long time, so I was getting a lot of sex for a long time. So when I had to stop, it was hell. It was really, really hell. I'm not going to lie. Of course, there's always, as to everything, there's always a good and bad to everything. Because, you know, also denying yourself sex is going to come with some consequences. But I always feel like you can balance it out by like doing other things. I always feel like you can balance it out by staying active. You can balance it out by like reading books and stuff like that. Like just healthy distractions. Healthy distractions. Hey, me even got into a point, I wake up these days in the morning and I'm making bread from scratch. For breakfast. I'm just a girl living, taking care of myself, enjoying it as is, you know, trying to be kind to myself, trying to make sure, honestly, just trying to make sure I'm good. I don't want to get to like 30 and look back in my life and be like, damn, I should have done this. I feel like I want to get to 30 and be very... You know those women that you usually see, just the way they carry themselves, like they look good in their 30s, they look great mentally. You can even just tell mentally they look like they're good. they've really been taking care of themselves. They've been having healthy practices for a very, very long time. Because I usually feel like the best thing you can ever do for yourself is pick up healthy practices at a young age. Because unajua hizi vitu, like, always yanza kuifanya leo, no, we master leo. Of course, you're going to have setbacks and stuff like that. And I feel like this is the time where we should be picking up, like in our 20s, we should be picking up healthy habits. Whereas if I have like a setback and, you know, I fall back and I make a mistake and I'm not practicing what I'm preaching, I can still be like, oh, okay, this was just one mistake. We start again tomorrow. We try again tomorrow. Like, this is the time to be seeing things, making mistakes, doing this, learning this, and, you know, learning it and probably failing at it. And then by the time you're at a great age, like by the time you're in your 30s, you've mastered doing all these things. It's so easy for you. Like, your healthy habits are so, so easy. You don't even ato ngangani anymore. Like, it's still kitu na struggle with. So, yeah. So, like I say, always, like, consider you are learning something new. So you're not going to pick it up immediately. You're not going to be good at it immediately. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice. It's going to take a lot of discipline for yourself as well. And that, let me tell you, the best thing you can ever have in this life is self-discipline. Discipline utafika so far ahead in life. Utafika so, so far ahead in life. And it's okay to, you know, it's okay to have bad days, and it's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to have setbacks. It's really never that deep. Ata mimi, hizi vitu na sharingi kwa podcast, like, the things I learn and the things I practice, like, for myself, there's some days I'm like, fuck, I'll fall off the wagon. There's days I'll fall off the wagon and I'm really not doing what I'm preaching. But then I'll be like, you know what? It was a mistake. Kwani tadedi na kwani mtadingua for not doing what I was preaching. So at least they were preaching. It was like, yeah, kuna mtu atafollow. But yeah, the days I fall off the wagon and I'll be like, fuck. Then I'll be like, anyway, sinikona time. And I'll just get back to doing it again, because these things are basically baby steps, practices in whatever, you know? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, I hope you guys have a lovely weekend. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. You know, if you don't have to drink, don't drink. But anyway, drink responsibly. Have fun, guys. Thank you so much for always tuning into my podcast. If you want to reach me or talk any more about celibacy or basic whatever, message me. You can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody podcast on YouTube, and you better ask somebody_ on Instagram. Until next time, guys. Bye.